This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions.
Well, we're going to switch our focus over to talk about expansion. And joining us now from Team 11 is their project officer, Matt Windley. Matt, thanks for coming on the show.
No dramas, guys. How are you going?
We're doing great. Matt, the final six were announced today. How are you guys feeling, more importantly, as we edge closer to the announcement?
Yeah, it was an interesting day, wasn't it? I think everyone, I suppose it's been sort of mooted for a few weeks now that this delay was possible. There's a few stories flying around and all that sort of stuff. So I suppose the announcement wasn't necessarily a shock, and it had sort of got out a little bit last night. What was, I suppose, a little bit of a surprise was, the fact that, unfortunately, for Wollongong and Ipswich, they've been cast aside and so left to a final six. I suppose if you ask Western Melbourne and South Melbourne, they feel exactly the same. While it's great to be, acknowledged as part of the top six, realistically, they're not going to take two bids from Victoria. So it really probably leaves us as the status quo in terms of fighting for a spot in Melbourne, Victoria, and if that's the way that FFA decide to go.
Matt, it's Nick here, and the Casey Fields were announced that they were going to be redeveloped yesterday by John Aaron, the Sports Minister of Victoria. Big redevelopments happening down there. How does this affect the bid? How does it affect the bid in any way?
It's really positive. I mean, it's sort of related to the bid, and it's sort of not. So we sort of came out a few months ago and said there's a $38 million development at Casey Fields. And so what John Aaron announced yesterday was the first part of that, an $18 million community facility with, four new pitches, eight change rooms, all flood lit, three of those pitches are synthetic, female friendly, and that's going to happen regardless of whether or not we get into the A-League and W-League, which is fantastic because obviously, the city of Casey's one of, if not the fastest growing council in the country and definitely in the state. We badly need more pitches out in the southeast of Victoria. You got Casey Commons nearby, who's got about 200 on their waiting list. Berwick City, Casey Panthers have got about the same on their waiting list. It's crazy. So, and they've got people on their waiting list because they don't have the pitches to be able to cater for the demand. So to have four new pitches, it's just the start. And hopefully we've had a little bit to do with that. And then on top of that, if we get into the A-League and W-League, then there'll be a $20 million high-performance centre built at that exact same site, in the same building, and also then a fifth pitch, which is a little bit of a mini stadium pitch to be used for big local matches and potentially pre-season matches and all that sort of stuff as well. So a really exciting day for the region and hopefully a little bit of voted confidence in the direction that Team 11's going.
And Matt, there's an article released today in the Sydney Morning Herald about some concerns regarding the funding for the new stadium, whether the bid is to be successful. What can you tell us about how the state election in Victoria will affect that?
Nah, the state election won't affect anything. I mean, it's not really new news, to be honest. We've been pretty, upfront right from the start that we're seeking government funding for this stadium, and that's because it's not just going to suit football. I mean, clearly we are, as a sport, going to be the major beneficiaries of it, to have, a 15 to 20,000 seat boutique stadium in the middle of a major population hub, the biggest population hub in Victoria. But the rugby league could be played there, rugby union could be played there. We got plenty of multicultural festivals and events and all that sort of stuff, that community events that can be held there, a community foundation around there. So that's why, the state government would be looking at it, because it serves a massive purpose for the whole community. It's not just a privately run business. As I sort of said to Don Bossy in the story, there's been so much work that's gone on behind the scenes. It's really now up to the FFA to make a decision. And if they want to have a team in Victoria and they want to have a team in the southeast of Victoria, that's fantastic. Then they've got to alert the government and we'll go from there.
And Matt, today Gadir Rizuki was announced as the interim chair of the bid. What can you tell us about his appointment?
He is the most beautiful man. He is absolutely lovely. I can sit in his company for hours and hours and hours. So he used to be on the board. He used to be one of the owners of Melbourne Heart. And he was So he's born in London, but he's Iraqi. He went back to Iraq for the first 7 or 8 years of his life, and then his family had to flee Iraq and then move back to London. And he spent most of his sort of adolescence there. He found a TNT magazine, did really well with that, sold that, and then moved to Australia early 2000s, and sort of the rest is history. So he is heavily involved in the sort of the southeast sort of football scene. Has strong links with several people that are involved with our club and our bid. Especially, and just overnight, has been meeting with people. He's overseas at the moment, meeting people on our behalf. So he's actively engaged, and it's good that we can actually start to push some of these people out that we've got sort of behind us. We've got Jerry Ryan as our major shareholder. He's, the owner and founder of Jayco Caravans. We've got Gadir and others now. We'll start to sort of push out their names over, the coming weeks. Which will show an even deeper connection to our local community down here in the southeast.
And speaking of local community, do you think that the community support has strengthened in the past few months?
I think so. I mean, I come up with little examples all the time. I think if you asked anyone what Team 11 is, even when I started, when I left the Herald Sun in March, I don't think many people would have known. But, I went to a big primary schools event last week where there were about 300 kids, and the guy at the Soccer 5 Centre, Jack Gillibrand, asked, who knows what Team 11 is? And I reckon half the hands shot up. And, for grade 5s and 6s to sort of have a little bit of an idea about what's going on there, I thought was actually really cool. Because, for some of the kids, it might sort of go over their heads as to what's this bidding process and all that sort of stuff. So there's absolutely, a growing buzz in this community. We've had 54 local clubs sign up to us, or with us, to stand beside us and say they want to partner with us. If we're lucky enough to be accepted into the A-League, I think, the sport a lot of the time, or does a lot of work, I should say, concentrating on, trying to attract mainstream fans. But down in the southeast, we've got more than 22,000 registered footballers, and obviously lots of people that can't play because of the lack of pitches, as I said sort of before. So the football family down here is strong, and the distance to the city is a real issue when it comes to supporting Melbourne Victory and Melbourne City. So for them to be able to have a local club in their area, professional men and women's club that represents their interests and gives their kids a pathway to the top, and that we can all sort of work together hand in hand, I think, makes a lot of sense to a lot of people, and hopefully it makes sense to the FFA as well.
And Matt, you spoke about how plenty of the local clubs around the southeast of Victoria started to jump on board. Can we expect any more to continue to do that as we get closer towards the announcement?
Hope so. Going to continue working on it. I'm currently in the car heading out to a local club that I haven't actually had a chance to chat with yet. So that's sort of been the thing. There's been that many things to do with the bid. I haven't wanted to sign, just push any club to sort of sign up with us that I haven't actually spent genuine time with and fronted, their committee and people there. So, it's been a slowly approach and making sure doing it the right way and eyeballing people and talking to them about, any questions that they might have or anything like that before, sort of asking, do you want to sort of go out publicly and say you're in support of us? So, definitely, I suppose that's sort of one of the things I'm looking forward to. If there is a little bit of a delay with this process, that's more time free of paperwork to sort of be able to head out to coffees, with presidents and vice presidents and also, at the weekends and weeknights at training and games that, people are still doing sort of over the summer months. So, that's definitely one positive as part of this delay, that's for sure.
So should the delay be past the 31st of October, it wouldn't be more difficult for the winning clubs to be ready for 2019-2020?
I suppose it depends on how much, to be honest, Louise. We've still got a plan in place to start in 2019,
yep.
If that's what is so required. But I reckon, how long is a piece of string? Where is that breaking point of, we can leave it until this date before it starts to get too tricky for the bids to come in for 2019-20? I reckon that's what the A-League clubs, that's what the FFA, that's what the bids themselves will be asking themselves, what is that critical end date that you can sort of leave it till before, you absolutely have to make a decision as to next season or whether or not you sort of just have to cut your losses and and go again for 2020-21. My sense is that, you know, we won't have to all wait ridiculously long for a decision per se, but again, whether or not that, you know, then means that the clubs come in 19-20 or 2021 is, yeah, that's anyone's guess.
Well, Matt, we must thank you very much for joining us here on Evenings on FNR. Good luck with the rest of the bidding process, and I'm sure we'll get a chance to speak to you again very soon.
No dramas, guys. Have a good night.